What you are about to hear is part of the PodGods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast.
Yes, welcome to the Oddcast Podcast UK episode
81.
81! There's nothing funny about 81. I was trying to find something. 81, dude! No, it doesn't work that way. We are the podcast that nobody's listening to. Hashtag not listening. Part of the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom, splat, bing.
Bing. No one uses bing. Boom, splat, Google.
Boom, splat, Google. I'm Adam.
I'm Will.
I'm Ash.
Well done, that was very light, it worked. It's very nice, we moved straight into that one.
No, brilliant.
No stuttering or,
I've forgotten who I am.
Yeah. And, hashtag not listening, part of also the Pod Gods Network.
Yes.
Boom. There's no noise for the Pod Gods Network, it's just Pod Gods Network tumbleweed. And we are here to make your ears bleed and bore you to death. So thank you for joining us. I hope you're having a good day. Will, stay quiet.
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to say something interesting.
You've got a long wait.
Don't sit there expecting to see magic.
I was waiting for a feeder line, frankly.
Well, I'd always give you feeder lines. What have I got to give you a feeder line? Why don't you just start the show?
Because we've already started, though.
Oh, shit, yeah. Let's restart again.
I just don't think that would be worth that couple of extra minutes of our lives.
Or anybody else's.
No.
It would be very depressing.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Yes. Yes, we are. Here.
In the podcast studio.
Yes.
With your very, very fat fish.
Yes.
It's a catfish.
Yes.
And it's fat.
And it's upside down.
It's a fat catfish.
What's wrong with it, Will?
I don't know.
It's going to explode.
I think it's probably overfed, to be honest.
We've been feeding it.
I haven't been feeding it anything, but the wife feeds it daily. This is not interesting.
Small gerbils.
Well, you could make it interesting.
Okay, we feed it pizza.
Don't lie. Because okay. Don't put a lie on a podcast. People will suss you out. People will get on Twitter and they go, he's a liar. That guy's a phony. Badger Prod is a phony. Don't believe anything he says.
Jesus Christ, if people believed everything I said, that would be alarming.
Can you imagine if we lived in a world where everybody believed anything anyone said?
Ricky Gervais.
A bit like that film Ricky Gervais made, like, he mentioned a lion. But he's only one person. Whereas everyone believed it's that one person because he could lie. Whereas everyone told the truth.
Yeah, because I was going to watch a Ricky Gervais film. Yeah.
What is your problem with Ricky Gervais? Come on. What is your actual problem?
He fails to be funny. He's awful.
He is funny, though.
No.
I find him hilarious.
Dude, you also watch things like The X Factor.
We have the only way.
If we had this discussion, you paint this image of me sitting at home with an X Factor t-shirt on.
You were tweeting about it just yesterday, I'm sure.
No, I can tweet about it. It doesn't mean I genuinely like it.
You certainly give every appearance of it.
I'm very up with pop culture references.
And down with the kids, yeah.
Down, no, not them. Not like that. I'm not down with any kids.
Not in the Jimmy Savile.
Oh, I'm not down with the down kids either. So no, that's even worse.
He's up with the down kids.
Oh, no. But no, I'm just up with the pop culture stuff. So I understand it all and I get involved in it and I can sort of joke around with it and banter about it and look into it. I know all about it. It doesn't mean I actually like it.
What's the difference between being up with something and down with something?
I think it's the same.
What's up? What's going on?
You're up for something, aren't you?
I'm down with it.
And you're down with something.
I'm going along with it. I understand it. I understand what the kids want. I understand what the general consensus of pop culture is. Whereas you don't. You're very out of the loop. You're very postmodern in that. You don't like things that are kind of now, in the now. You kind of know We do not need to do Twitter. We can just write some pieces of paper, put them in bottles, and then put them in the sea and find them 20 years later.
Postmodern. I've never really thought about it. Doesn't postmodern mean, like, after modern, so I'm futuristic?
No, so you hate all
that's...
No, I think it means in the
logically,
case that... Logically. Postmodern.
Logically, you're like, telling me I'm from the future.
You are from the future. The future that's very, very boring. Where everything has died out.
Actually, yes.
Kill yourself
there was something
now.
I was going to have to tell you. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Adam doesn't need to.
I don't need to what? I didn't hear that.
Just mind that bus on the way home, mate.
No. What bus? Exactly.
That's exactly how it will work.
You predicted my own death.
Yeah.
Bastards. Please tell me so I know whether to, like, I can go and record something. Oh, no point putting a series link on a TV show I'm never going to get the end of.
That's the point. You might as well.
So for me having a hold of 24 already. If I'm going to die in 2 weeks' time, I ain't got enough time to watch it, am I?
Yeah, you only got 18 hours.
What?
Well, that's enough for a season of 24, though.
Yeah. Jeff. I've got two seasons left.
Oh!
Yeah, postmodern bastard. I could be using that in phrase in the wrong context.
I don't really know what it means, to be honest. It's...
If anybody knows, why don't you tweet us? Blimey, will probably send us a fucking link to Wikipedia or something. And he'd be like, hey, this is what postmodern means. And it's just like a picture of his cock. Because that's what Blimey does. Will's going to type it in now. Exciting.
Yeah. Well, it's not that interesting, to be honest.
I said at the top of there, according to the Romanians, it doesn't.
Postmodern art is a body of movements that sought to contradict some aspects of the "I've fallen asleep."
Yeah, but that's art.
Yeah,
arty farty stuffs.
Tell you what, don't call me postmodern. You can call me a crypto fascist. I don't know what that means either, but I like it.
Just because it's got the word fascist in it.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that makes you feel like you have a tampon stuck up your ass.
What the? No, cut!
I saw one of the most heartwarming things ever on the news the other day. You know the Fukushima incident?
Yeah.
Where they had the tsunami, it took out the nuclear power station, you know, there's three-headed fish going around there eating the zombies and all of that shit.
Oh, that, that's
some anonymous benefactor sent the fishermen down there some gold bars. How cool is that?
Actual gold bars?
Yeah,
like
actual
bullion bars.
Yes, they sent them some gold.
Yeah, but what can you with them?
It's the way down their nets.
Yeah, but who'd you sell it to? You can't get a cash converter.
Cash for gold.
Cash for gold. Yeah, but you get no money out of that.
Well, yeah, they're better off going to a high street jeweler, I must admit, because those internet ones are a total rip-off. But I just thought it was really cool. It does seem a bit odd that it's gold bars. It might have been UBS offloading some of their Swiss gold or one of the other major
banks. Nazi stuff, yeah.
Absolutely.
Nazi stuff? What's this?
Oh, one of the Swiss banks... was quite well known for having a shitload of Nazi gold stolen from the Jews.
What's Nazi gold?
Is it the gold that the Nazis took from the Jews and melted down and put into bullion. Bullion? No, that's bullion.
It's a good flavour in
that. And oddly enough, in a chili con carne I cooked earlier, I put Nazi gold in it.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
It's like, you know, that Goldschläger stuff, the spirit with all the gold flakes in it?
Yeah.
The vodka.
Edible
vodka.
Gold. Yeah.
Is it sort of aniseed-y or something?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Is that the one with the little
It tastes like aftershock. It's cinnamon.
And it goes down your throat. It's supposed to cut parts of your throat so when the alcohol goes in.
That's utter bullshit. That would be ground
glass.
That's
what I've heard.
No, that's utter bullshit. It's just gold leaf in the spirit, though. And the only benefit I can possibly think of is that the next morning you can have a look in the toilet and see if you've got sparkly poo.
I shit gold.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the only reason I'd ever drink Goldschläger. Because, yeah, they used to have these little stands that would, like, vibrate the bottle and you'd see all the gold leaf whirling around it and you'd think, wow, people actually want to go... I mean, gold, totally flavourless, totally inert. Why would you want to drink it except for the fact it makes your drink more expensive?
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't really make... It hasn't... The price is still about the same, actually.
How much? Come on.
I don't know. I didn't buy... I bought a bottle bloody 10 years ago and it's still sitting in the cupboard.
Oh, we can go into ashes and we can have sparkly poo the next day.
I've got some at home.
Why have you not cracked that open? Shit gold, man. Shit gold.
That's the proper Midas touch. Oh, shit gold. Actually, sorry, moving on. Sorry, you remember the story of Midas, the man who anything he touched turns to gold? It's a good thing the internet wasn't around because the amount of porn available, you know, he would have a gold knob in no time.
He would.
It's a very awkward story.
Would it be hard all the time though? Or would it be like floppy gold?
Well, it depends. What, it depends whether he was aroused before he touched it or not.
Exactly.
On a very cold day, he first touches it, and it's just all bollocks. Yeah. I know they're tiny as well.
Although I'd still rather have everything I touch turn to gold than turn to Skittles.
Oh, I hate that advert.
I love that advert. I don't know why. It just makes me so happy.
No, it doesn't.
Because the bloke's pure misery about everything he touches turning to
That's
Skittles.
That's awesome. Can't touch kids. Well, no, not like that. No, baby, it is good.
Come up with that.
I didn't mean it. He says you can't touch your unborn baby. Not unborn baby. Yeah,
what am I talking about? I can't dress my own child.
That's
something like that.
Can't touch your unborn baby. That's disgusting.
Well, you can't normally. Although you can, there's specialist videos
you
once again.
You need
again,
a really big glove.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money for them sites.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's the podcast nobody likes.
Cut. Ash, you went to see some rugby, football, soccer game, didn't you?
I went to watch a rugby football match, yes.
Sorry, my phone's being a cunt. Ignore me.
Makes a change, like its owner. So you went and saw a bit of rugby?
Yes, I went to Twickenham and watched the England-France match.
Yeah. Obviously, this episode's coming out weeks after that, so yes. People are like, fucking hell, we went back in time?
Yes, I did. Well, he's from the future, so...
Yes.
I'm familiar.
It's good that he pointed at me. Yeah. That makes it clear.
Yeah. Everyone listening's going, I know who he's talking about. Don't worry about it. We all know who he's talking about.
Actually, Ash was pointing at the fish tank.
So what was it like? Rugby?
Yeah, it
rugby
was game. Absolutely superb. We kicked the froggies.
Well, a bit of racism.
Quite
probably.
Let's do it. And it was...
Racism is fine as long as it's against the French.
Yeah. We're allowed to.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're British.
Exactly. It was a clean game. It was a good game.
A clean game? I didn't get dirty at all. Like, I'm not jamming on that floor.
No, there were no...
God.
You'd be crap as a rugby player.
Actually, I'm quite big. I don't
not
know
wanting to get
player.
Your kit dirty.
I would care.
My hair!
You say that.
I'm not going in that scrum.
He smells. I'm not putting my hand underneath his armpit. We were surprised there. A lot of bloody rugby players nowadays, a lot of Welsh rugby players are very, like... groomed.
Pretty boys.
Yeah, very groomed.
Lots of tattoos as well, actually.
Tattoos and fake tans.
Mm.
Get their eyebrows done, their hairs done.
Well, the thing is, you can
always... And then go beat each other up.
Is the always obviously a fake tan when they're from Wales, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only kind of tan you can have there.
A fake tan, yeah.
Yeah, but there were a couple
Orange.
Of, there were a couple of things there, actually, as well. They had... they've got a Twitter feed that goes round the stadium.
Yeah.
So you can tweet with some hashtag thing and it then prints it out and sticks it on the ad boards and around the stadium. No, it's not, but I was reading a couple of them and there's lots along the lines of, come on lads, let's beat the frogs.
Yeah.
And they got through their security, but then there was one that actually came up that it actually said, cooking a roast for the first time, help.
Excellent.
So I obviously put the wrong hashtag in there and
They used to have a similar thing at the V festivals. I don't know if they still do, but yeah, I won't go anymore. And it was text the fest, so between the bands coming on, you could send a text to this number and they'd put your ones up. But sometimes they had some really good ones. I know Tom's one went up when he just sent one and said, duck my sick.
They did have the big screen that used to put up of people used to text like, have you seen my mate Alan? And people used to shout out, Alan! 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 And then people used to try to get really creative, and then someone would like, all these funny ones like, hey, 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 and then be like, me and Sandra having a really nice time at Bee Festival. Whoop, whoop.
The other one that went up though that sort of stuck with me was, roses are red, ivy is twisted. Bend over, bitch, you're gonna get fisted. And I actually made it up on the boards.
Well, you sent that.
No, I didn't. I wish I had.
You just did it anyway.
No, it was a bloke, next I was there with a bloke called Graham at the time and he did it.
He did it?
Yeah.
To you?
No, he sent the text.
Oh.
He didn't fist me.
He bent him over.
He's only got little hands, it wouldn't have been much.
He might have fisted. Yeah. Didn't
depends
notice.
If he had poison ivy.
Poison ivy?
Yeah.
That could be bad.
When you confuse Will, we just...
I'm thinking of the Batman character. I was just thinking, to be honest, given the choice between having a go on Poison Ivy and being fisted by Graham, Oh, I'm not Graham every time.
Not really funny. Graham's an awful Batman character's name.
It's the Joker, Penguin, and Graham.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No, cut.
Heroes in a Half Shell. Turtle Power!
Everybody remember the Turtles?
Yep.
The band.
The band? There was a band called the Turtles?
Yeah.
What songs did they do?
I can't remember.
You better look it up.
But I'll turn my computer off because I keep getting distracted and going quiet.
There's too much porn.
There was definitely a band called the Turtles.
Was
it? Yeah, totally. Yeah, they did at least one song you will have known, but I can't remember.
I can always pause it and then you can always
Splinter
find
Rap?
It.
Yeah, let's find out.
Find out some Turtles stuff. Got one?
Yes.
Okay, that was quick. Everybody's like, "How are they going to pause it?" But it never really got paused. The beauty of it.
Or did it?
Whoa. This song.
I didn't realise these guys were called the Turtles.
Were they actual turtles?
The Turtles. No, they weren't actual turtles.
They weren't actual turtles, then.
The drum kit was made out of turtles.
The drum kit was actually made out of turtles. They were drum banging on the shells. Or they turn them upside down and hollow them out. It could be like when them steel bands.
Yeah.
That's the symbols.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or Hero Turtles, the cartoon, they were called at one point, which was fucking stupid.
Was the Hero Turtles, because they didn't want kids.
Only in the UK, I thought it was Ninja in the US.
It was Ninja I'm pretty sure it was Ninja in the US, and they changed it for...
Well, I thought the cartoon was just Hero Turtles, because they actually had a theme tune. Teenage Mutant
Hero Turtles. It's in the same way Top Cat was Boss Cat. In the UK, because there was a cat food already called Top Cat. So when Top Cat, the American program, came to the UK, they had to re-record the words to Boss Cat because of Top Cat cat food.
I said Top Cat. I don't remember.
Boss Cat. The food is no longer around, but it was Boss Cat. Boss Cat.
Oh, you mean irritable. It was Boss Cat in America?
Oh,
and Top Cat.
Yeah, no, because close friends get to call him TC.
Hey, TC, not BC.
But it was Boss Cat in the UK.
I only heard it as Top Cat.
It was always in as Boss Cat. I know it's weird, but...
You can go with that. That's fine.
I believe so, anyway.
Uh-oh.
Is that, or it was just the worst dream I've ever had?
The most boring dream ever.
What was the copper called in that?
Dibbles.
Dibbles.
Officer Dibble.
Dibble. Because it wasn't Top Cat, it was based on like a...
Boss Cat.
Boss Cat. It was named after like Al Capone and gangsters and all that.
It was the gangsters, though, with their little short fat cat as well.
Yeah.
Benny.
Yeah.
Benny does it. But
do you remember Rude Dog and the Dweebs?
No.
I remember the name.
Probably a good thing. For some reason, this dog had like one green eye and one pink eye. It was so an escapee from a laboratory. It was fucked.
What did a pink eye for? Someone who's shat in his eye?
I don't really know. And the green eye.
Envy. But, Turtles.
Yes.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I can see.
There was a band called Turtles. Why did you know that? They're remaking it. They're rebooting it. They're bringing Turtles back to the big screen.
Another Turtles film.
But not
Cowabunga.
As a cartoon, live action. So I don't
People know dressed up as Turtles.
Well,
like
there's
they
got
did
to
that
be
really
some animation.
I think it's going to be CGI Turtles. Oh. Which I wanted to bring back the whole latex suits like in the original movies. But people dressed up in a suit.
You just like latex suits, don't you?
You're sticking it out. Turtles. But Michael Bay's bringing it back.
Who's he?
The guy that bought
Transformers.
Transformers.
Which Robert I thought was
in
awful.
Disguise.
So I've got no interest in it.
But they did a bit of casting news on Turtles. They said, obviously the Turtles are coming back. I'm bringing Turtles back, but they're not going to be Turtles. They're going to be Squirrels. Do you know what I mean? So they're going to be Turtles.
Actually, the Squirrels are a damn sight more agile than Turtles. It's a logical smaller, leap. Okay, they don't have the armoured shell, but ninjas weren't about the armour. They were about the agility. So Squirrels.
Not very agile. Not very agile, are they, though, Turtles?
They don't need a cape either.
Well, that's it. I mean, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are relatively agile, hence being able to be allegedly ninja.
It's like people used to make jokes about it, saying, yes, you're a massive turtle, and you're walking around, so to cover yourself up in disguise, a little bandana around your ass.
People don't recognise you.
We don't recognise you're green. And you've got a massive shell.
It's a form of turtleism. It's like, they take them off, they all look the same, I can't tell the difference. All look the same to me.
Bit racist, isn't it?
Yeah.
But a bit casting news, and they're bringing in, to play April O'Neil, Megan Fox.
Mega Fox.
A Mega Fox.
Can you imagine? A Mega Fox.
That's the, that's got to be the enemy of the turtles, hasn't it? I am Mega Fox!
No, Megan Fox is coming to play April O'Neil.
Wasn't she in Transformers?
She was in the first two Transformers movies.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah. Ugh. It's like the distaste.
They were shit films. They really were.
Transformers are fun movies.
They're entertaining.
They're not,
you don't take it seriously. It's entertaining.
You can't take that seriously when it's robots in disguise.
No, I had no problem with the whole robots in disguise thing. It's the fact that they tried to have all these the whole romance thing was totally superfluous.
It wasn't really a romance. I think they spend 2 minutes on romance and the rest of them running away from a robot.
No, that's the
shooting at them.
I was thinking it was a CGI fest, but it was trying to tick all of the boxes. So they wanted the team.
Is CGI fest
this,
a bad thing? If that's what it's
no, if they do it properly and if
it's done properly,
because people use that phrase in a really negative way, like it was just a CGI fest.
Well,
like,
yeah, but it's constant non-stop action. But if I want to see constant non-stop computer action, I want to be the one with the control pad, quite frankly. Okay. It's like watching a really long, annoying cut scene to me in a game I'm enjoying.
Like, I want to play it! I want to control it!
Totally. As Megatron sort of pulls back the gun, you want to suddenly be hitting triangle to dive out the way or something. It's like,
why don't you go to the cinema with your
PlayStation controller?
And then you just feel like you're doing it.
Oh, I should.
Diving around out the seats and throw popcorn everywhere.
I actually do that with my daughter though, because she'll want to take the PlayStation. No, she wants to take the PlayStation controller off me because she's realised I'm controlling the telly with it. But I've got a spare one that the battery's flat on, so now she's playing as well.
Yeah. Well, she thinks she's playing.
Of course, it's an 18, which is kind of bad.
She's
really good at beating the shit out of those triads. But
she thinks she's playing, but she's sitting there looking at the fire. She's like, I'm controlling the fire.
Sappy enough. As long as she's not trying to steal my controller, I'm fine.
So what CGI fest movies are you a fan of that you've actually watched? And so that was really enjoyable.
I don't know, because if it was really enjoyable, I probably wouldn't have called it a CGI fest. I'd have probably said, oh, I've just got the perfect balance.
Right.
CGI fest to me is actually a derogatory term.
Yeah, exactly. Is that why people use it?
The Incredibles. There was so much CGI. There was barely a single bit of live action in
that. I was disgusted with it.
Yeah, totally.
All this bloody computer animation.
It's not the animation in itself. It's just the overly long, faked. So there's no impressiveness like in a really cool load of stunts or anything. It's just computer animation of an action sequence. It's like in The Matrix Reloaded, the fights that just go on and on and on, and you know it's just all done with computer trickery. There's no real skill in there. There's no, like, in the Bond films, you get really silly over-the-top chase sequences and stunts, but a lot of them are genuine stunts. The issue I have is I just don't find it that interesting just watching computer-generated action.
You'd rather be saying that looks real and someone's actually built stunt people in.
If they're
going to
drag out an
stuff.
Action sequence, yeah, I want it to have cost a fuck lot of money.
Well, you don't want someone to be
people to
computer.
Have died whilst filming.
Like Matrix Reloaded, isn't it? That they built a whole motorway for one of the scenes. They built a motorway for the car chase scene where they're jumping onto the
truck
and
stuff. And then they animated it.
They built their own motorway, and that cost a couple of million for that one stunt.
Shame it was such a shit film, though, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
but
then
film.
Killed it with the. I don't know what was real and what wasn't in that. Ironically, what with it being the Matrix.
Maybe that's what they did.
But it was the fight scenes just dragged on and on and on, and there's only so many times you can sort of punch V for Vendetta bloke in the face. And
I love the fight. I love it when people.
I can't remember his name.
This is what I love about when people talk about other people in films and they don't know their names. They just associate with that film. It's like, oh, it's that V for Vendetta bloke.
Well, that's why you call the 1812 Overture the V for Vendetta song.
Yeah, I love it. How someone's career can just be minimised to one role.
V for Vendetta!
I think it was Robin Williams used to say, like, for all his career, he's made all these films. Like, okay, he's been a comedy actor, but he's made some good films. He got nominated for Oscars, like Good Will Hunting and that. He's gone to be dragged. But he says, I still walk down the street and people say, hey, Mork for Mork! And he's like,
I kind of doubt that.
He said he still gets it. And like Bruce Willis hates the fact he still gets called John McClane, but then goes and makes 5 Die Hard movies.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah, he's run out of money or something. God knows.
Bruce Willis is a moany old bastard with too much money.
Yeah.
If someone says, hey, you want to make another Die Hard film? He's like, yeah, give me $50 million, I'll do it. You're like, all right.
I'd have done it for $50 million, to be fair.
You in a Die Hard movie would be the worst ever. You get stuck in the air vent.
That would be hilarious. You're trying to hide out on the top of the lift and there's just this big dent.
Where is he?
There he is. Big hole in the heaven.
Boom, boom, boom. I think he's in the airbed. Oh, stop!
Ring it up to people to tell him it's a terrorist attack. Goes, do you think I'm ordering a fucking pizza? They go, well, you are. Yeah, no, can I have a pepperoni, please?
can you deliver
and it to the hatch?
If you could chuck a machine gun in there, that'd be lovely. Yeah. But oh, don't forget the pizza.
Oh, killing all these terrorists. And give me an appetite. So, yeah.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to reevaluate what you do in your spare time. Huh.
Cut.
Da 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 da. She's your sister, Luke. Okie dokie. So, first time in a while, I've got a little quiz for you chaps.
Hey!
It's a quiz.
And
I suspect by the time this comes out, Ash will have been recording the new movie con with Marcus.
Yeah.
And he'll be watching one of these films.
Have we announced that yet? Who knows?
We haven't announced it, but seeing as this comes out in the future and it's already out at the point you're listening to this.
I love the way you say that. This comes out in the future. We're in the future.
Yes, it's so postmodern.
That could be true.
I don't know. Okay. Right, so Star Wars is a bit strong on the old double entendres. I don't know if you ever noticed.
What the hell's a double entendre?
A quote with double meaning, as you will hear. So basically, I'm going to give you guys a line each.
Or cocaine. Let's do this! This is the best podcast ever!
Quite expensive, though.
Yeah, shareable.
To be honest, I couldn't afford cocaine, so shake and vac, to be honest.
Hey, look, we're British, I'll take
put
it.
The freshness back. So I'm going to give you a line out of one of the Star Wars trilogy, the original trilogy.
Okay.
Trilogy, I think I just said.
The trilogy.
And you've just got to tell me the character who says it.
Okay, so when you say original trilogy... when you say the original three...
Yep, so episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
Okay.
Old school Star Wars.
Proper stuff. Who's starting first? Let's have a quick round of paper.
Go first.
Okay.
I'm going to break the stone for it, because that works brilliantly on an audio thing.
Let's all just go quiet.
And regardless of who won, I was going to say it was Ash. Okay, Ash. So this line is, myself, the boy, two droids, and no questions asked.
That was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It was, indeed.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
In...
don't be smart.
Thing.
Okay. Well, this is a much trickier one. Luke, at that speed, do you think you'll be able to pull out in time?
I like this one. I think that is C-3PO.
No.
Who do you reckon it is, Ash?
I think is it Red 2 Wedge?
Oh, no, it's Biggs.
Biggs.
Who the fuck is Biggs? I'm not messing
with one of the other pilots in there.
Oh, was he a bit camp?
It's at the end.
Ooh,
of the
Luke! At that speed, you mean you're going to pull out in time?
Ooh! Okay, Adam, your one. Look at the size of that thing!
Why are you going back to me? That was Ash next.
All right, Ash. Look at the size of that thing!
That's no moon, that's a space station.
Is that Biggs again?
No, that's Han Solo, isn't it?
Oh, no, it was Wedge.
Oh, who's Wedge?
That was who I said the first time. Yeah. Bollocks!
Adam, Wedge, pull out. You're not doing any good back there.
Biggs.
That's a big fat fella.
No, right? It's Luke Skywalker.
What were they doing?
Ash, you came in that thing? You're braver than I thought.
Princess Leia.
Correct.
Ooh.
Okay. Adam, you should get this. Size matters not. Judge me by my size, do you?
It's definitely Yoda.
Yogi
Bear. Is it?
Yeah. Ash, you've got something jammed in here real good.
Luke.
Correct.
What? I need to go back and watch these movies.
Adam, back door, eh? Good idea.
That's going to be Han Solo.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he's very cheeky.
Ash, there's an awful lot of moisture in here.
I know which scene that is. It's in the second film.
It's the one when they're all in the shower together.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
I'd say Han Solo.
Oh, Princess Leia.
It was Leia.
You didn't give me a guess.
No, sorry. Princess Leia.
Give him a point.
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
That is Han Solo.
It is indeed. And we're on three. Oh!
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 We're on three apiece.
Ash, I can't. It's too big.
That's Biggs talking to Wedge. Or Princess Leia watches. And R2-D2 go, do-do-do-do-do-do.
I have no idea, so I'm going to say Princess Leia.
Ed?
It's too big.
Yep.
Say again.
I can't. It's too big.
I'm going to say Luke.
It is. I believe that's when he's trying to pull his ship out the swamp.
Talk about a lady.
Right, Ed. I thought that hairy beast would be the end of me.
I know this one.
I want to say Han Solo, but I got a feeling it might be Leia.
So who did you go for?
Han Solo.
No.
C-3PO.
That's right.
Okay. C-3PO's gay. We all know that. Yeah. Come out of the closet, C-3PO.
This day and age, you'd be painted pink.
Ash. And I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Han Solo.
Yep. You've been watching these.
Well, where was he in that?
Hmm?
Where did he come up with that line?
That was in Empire Strikes Back, when he cuts open the...
Luke cuts open the thingy.
He cuts it open to put Luke inside it.
Oh, yeah, because Luke gets...
Right at the beginning. Yeah.
Has a bit deformed face.
Yeah.
He is.
That makes sense.
He's coming back in the new one, isn't he? He is. Camel.
They all are, apparently.
Okay, last couple. Ed... Hey, point that thing someplace else.
Princess Leia.
Nope.
Han Solo.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say Han Solo.
Ash, I never knew I had it in me.
Hey, Biggs and Wedge.
That's got to be C-3PO.
Yes.
Really?
Yep. And finally, Adam, although you can't win this.
Fuck off.
No. This one goes there. That one goes there.
Princess Leia.
No, Han Solo.
Stop doing Han Solo.
It's when he's talking to the little robots and they're trying to put the Millennium Falcon back together again. As it just goes.
I've never really watched.
I used to know
most
words
of Star Wars that Star Wars. Much.
Fair enough.
So.
Yeah.
Well done, Ash.
Yeah. Finally he wins one.
For being a geek. You are a Star Wars geek, it's fun.
I used to know all the words to pretty much all three films.
Have you seen the Star Wars Holiday Special?
No.
Where Princess Leia sings to the theme tune of Star Wars?
No. I've seen Thumb Wars.
Thumb Wars?
Princess Bunhead.
It's
a little short on YouTube where they've got pictures of faces on their thumbs. And they do the whole of Star Wars in about sort of 10 minutes.
Nice.
And they got these two little mini Chelsea buns stuck to the side of their thumb for Princess Bunhead and stuff like that. It's quite funny. It's very well done.
So go on YouTube and check that out.
Indeed. Listen to these podcast people.
This is Charlie Miller, and I'm Groucho Marx, and together we host the Random Variety Show podcast, or as I like to say, the RVSP. That's clever, Charlie. Why, thank you, Groucho. Let's see how long that'll last. Well, as we were saying, we host the Random Variety Show, the only bi-weekly podcast that is random, has variety, and is a show. There you go again with being clever. Each episode of the Random Variety Show features an interview highlighting a colorful potpourri of diverse people. ranging from actors, singers, bands, songwriters, filmmakers, photographers, comedians, performers, and yes, even other podcasters. But Groucho, there are a lot of interview-style podcasts out there. What's so special about our interview show? What's so special about our interview show? That's what I asked. Well, I knew I heard it somewhere. Now, what was the question? What is so special about our interview segment of the show? Well, since you put it that way, all the interviews are conducted by none other than little old me. You? That's unbelievable. Isn't it, though? So visit randomvarietyshow.com today to listen to past episodes and to find out what all the hubbub is about and why I'm on this podcast. We're also available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can listen every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern at WQ4DRadio.com. And, of course, thepodgodsnetwork.com. But all this can be found at randomvarietyshow.com. And remember, there's no need to RSVP for the RVSP. Just subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or listen every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific.
There you go again with that cleverness thing. You really should have that look there.
Say thanks for listening, Charlie. Thanks for listening, Charlie. So visit randomvarietyshow.com right now. And if anybody asks, tell them Groucho sent you.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut! You guys went to the beer festival, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Chelmsford Beer Festival, yes. The Chelmsford Winter Beer Festival.
And cakes.
What was it like?
Strong.
Yes. Much better venue. A much better venue than when it was in the Triangle Club, because that was shit.
Yeah, so basically the Chelmsford Camera Winter Beer Festival was in a really poxy little club place before, and they've moved to a bigger venue. It's actually in my old school now, bizarrely.
Ah, the posh school.
Indeed. It wasn't posh school. It didn't have to pay to go there. He tried to be incredibly intelligent.
Yeah, it's a posh school. You're a posh boy. It's because you couldn't get into Eton.
Well, the trouble is, so... Oh, no, I can't imagine getting into Eton. No, that was a... But we arrived there, and the trouble is, because they'd shifted venues, I reckon they probably went, oh, maybe we'll get 25% more footfall here, so they maybe got 25% more beer. But by the time we got there on the Friday night, they still had all day Saturday to go. They'd sold all of the session beers. Everything, pretty much, was 5% or stronger.
What's a session beer? Like, saying about
session
2, 3.
Beer,
2,
I go, 3.4. Yeah, when I'm podcasting, I'm drinking about 3.6, 3.8. That I can drink
and
quite
that,
a lot of.
Listeners... 3.8% beers may not be strong, but Will gets very drunk. So just imagine how many of them he is drinking.
Well, last session we did, I had 14.
I think it was.
That's a lot.
Pints, yeah.
That's a lot.
It is. Yeah, I didn't feel brilliant at work on Monday.
I bet you did.
I had about 8 or 9.
But
you finished off my case.
Yeah. I'm just that kind of guy.
You guys carried on drinking when I left.
Yeah, but actually we didn't really drink much more.
We had a bottle of wine.
Did we?
Yes. Which I know, bought the red that I bought.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. Oh, we drank something else then. We definitely had wine.
Port?
Did we?
Did you drink port?
I don't remember.
We didn't have port, we had wine.
Okay.
Do you remember
me? We sat in the living room and had a bottle of wine.
Did we? I didn't remember.
With another couple of beers.
I don't remember us having wine.
Okay. Fair enough. Remember going to bed that night, Will?
Anyway, the beer festival. I do, because the moment the wife gave Ash a lift home, I went, bed.
Yeah.
Boom, unconscious. But the beer festival, like I say, the beer was too strong for me, so I was drinking the uber-strong beer at my usual rate. There was some German beer there, but I wasn't drinking it.
Uber.
But I had half a pint of the double chocolate stout, which was 10.5%. So when I did get home that evening, I went out in the back garden for a cigarette and literally just keeled over backwards.
Nice. Double chocolate stout beer.
And yes. Didn't you have a little bit of a wobble on your bike as well?
No, because I wouldn't cycle a bicycle while I was drunk.
That'd be
illegal.
Yes.
Well, it's only in your front garden.
That's right, yes. I got home and decided to sit on my bike so I could fall off it.
Yeah.
Things
I will say bicycle, not motorbike, just to be very clear.
And you're that drunk that people would believe you would do that on the way home.
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to go home and sit on my bicycle so I can just fall off it.
Right around my garden. Something to do.
Where did the phrase, getting off my trolley, come from?
I can tell you, I've got a book of slang
Really? Pause. No, Will, I'm not pausing. Oh, he's got the book. Amazing.
It miraculously appeared.
So I have Castle's Dictionary of Slang here.
Is it Castle or Castles?
It was a double S, so Cassell.
Cassell.
Castle.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Vincent Cassell. A couple of thousand pages.
Bloody hell, that is an actual dictionary.
So I've got...
For the slang words. Ash, what's a slang word for anybody who has no idea?
What's slang?
Yeah.
What's the definition of the word slang?
Yeah.
I have no idea really how to describe
it. Come on, you went to posh school and all.
Yeah. It's sort of abbreviated words or, you've got Cockney rhyming slang, which is just another way of saying a certain thing.
A lot of people would think that slang words is a lazy way of saying another word. Like street slang. It's a lazy way of saying a proper word.
Yeah, it could be, construed as lazy, but it's,
off the trolley's not on there.
Off your trolley?
Off the track, which is bad, behaving badly or making mistakes.
Yeah, again, that's when you go, that kid's got off the track, I'll tell you.
Oh,
that's why it's Northern. Because they were off the track upstairs.
But off the hooks is a 17th century to late 19th century one for ill-tempered or peevish.
You've gone off the hook.
Off one's knob.
Off one's knob, what's that?
Which is eccentric or insane.
That's what Will is.
Oh, off one's trolley. Crazy, eccentric. Off one's base, trolleyed. Trolley car, an electric-powered coach running along metal tracks set into the roadway. The Manhattan trolleys, which were not allowed overhead cables, as were those in Brooklyn, after so many came down in the hurricane of 1888, picked up their supply from an electrified third rail. And so, if the car became derailed, its power was lost. I've no idea what the relevance of that is.
What the fuck has that got to do with
Game of Thrones? Right. Well, this is fascinating.
throw away that book.
No wonder it was in a charity shop.
Yeah.
And kept in your toilet.
Well, yeah, it just struck me as a good book to read while you're having a dump.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut.
Prince Philip. He is a bounder and a cad. He says things that make other people sad. Like, ooh, haven't you got slitty eyes?
Bawunga.
Bawunga indeed. So. Adam.
Yes, Ash.
There was actually something in the on the BBC that I read a couple of days ago with our wonderful Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip.
Oh, big
coming
Phil.
Up with another couple of cock-ups with...
Couple
with
of zingers.
His way of talking and the fact that he's mad.
Do you think he's going to be mad?
He's been mad
eccentric.
For a very long
no,
time.
No, he's far too wealthy to be mad. He's eccentric.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're poisoning him like the madness of King George.
Could be, but they started when he was about 3.
And it was no lie.
And he hasn't got better.
Okay.
But no, he was opening a new wing or something in a hospital and was talking to a Filipino nurse that was working there and actually just turned round and in all seriousness looked at her and said something along the lines of, your country must be pretty empty. And she just looked at him and goes, because you're all over here running the NHS.
Which you could say is a bit of a compliment. Saying that
I think it was kind of mentors.
It was like, you're doing well.
You come from such
a little country. You've all come from over here to help us run our NHS. Well done to you. Well done. And she took it like, what's that supposed to mean? But in a way, I think that's quite a nice thing. Saying, look, you've all come over here to help us. We're not telling you to go. Just saying, well done. You're helping us run the NHS.
I just quite like, after he was told that Madonna was going to be singing Die Another Day for the Bond film, he said, are we going to need earplugs?
To her.
Which is, I don't know if he said that
if
to
he
her.
Said it to her, that would have been amazing. She said, hi, I'm, because she's got a weird American English accent. She's like, hi, I'm Madonna. How you doing? You alright? I was married to Guy Ritchie and I'm going to sing you a song.
God damn it.
A bit like Mr. Hankey. So that's actually Madonna's voice. Mr. Hankey. Excellent.
Right, any other ones?
It's the president of Nigeria back in 2003. He was wearing like the traditional Nigerian outfit and he said, "You look like you're ready for bed." And he summed up Stoke-on-Trent back in 1997 with one word. Ghastly.
Is there more there? Do you reckon Michael Caine? It would sound even worse if Michael Caine spoke like Prince Philip.
No. Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. He was talking about the Duke of York's house back in 1986. He said, "It looks like a tart's bedroom." Or at a party in 2004, said, "Bugger the table plan. Give me my dinner." Oh, back in 1970, he would have been relatively young back then. He said to a civil servant, "You're just a silly little Whitehall twit. You don't trust me, and I don't trust you."
See, so he hasn't changed.
No.
That's going back 45 years.
After Dunblane, when they stopped pistols, his quote on the whole gun control thing was, "If a cricketer suddenly decided to go into school and batter a lot of people to death with a cricket bat, are you going to ban cricket bats?"
I wish they would, because cricket's fucking dull.
Yes.
Ah, 2020's great. You just go, you turn up, you sit on the side of the pitch in a beer tent, and just drink lots and lots and lots and lots, and don't remember the end of the match.
Well, you can go and do that anywhere.
Yeah, but this has something to watch.
We go to a pub, you just go there and just watch the telly. It's nice and warm.
Isn't it the same on telly?
We don't watch that on the telly, you watch something else on the telly.
Oh, so I particularly like this one. The Scottish, who are a race quite renowned for their drinking.
Yep.
He said to a Scottish driving instructor back in 1995, "How do you keep the natives off the booze long enough for them to pass the test?"
That is superb.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
Have you seen the latest advert for the Fiat 500?
Yes, Michael Caine. I have seen the latest advert that way. For the Fiat
500. It's not a fucking Mini. Although, it's also a stupid-looking car. The difficulty is, I think there's a US and a UK version, because I'm sure the UK version one I saw was like coming up Tower Bridge or something, but I could be entirely wrong. I was too livid. So they are driving these stupid, poxy little Italian cars around the town to show how nippy and city-wise they are, and obviously they're crap, but that's not really the point. But then all of a sudden all the cars start driving into the sea.
As they do.
And you see the convertible one, its roof is going up, and then they all drive out of the sea and carry on going. That's kind of fine. I have no real issue with this. The bit that fucking makes me see red is the bit when it says at the bottom, "Fictionalisation. Do not attempt." Do you honestly think there were some people out there going, "God darn it, I need to get me one of those all-terrain vehicles"?
Yes.
I could, you know, you've got people living in Burnham on Crouch. It's like, oh, I've got, you know, there's a massive river. But if I had one of those Fiat 500s, I could just drive straight through.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking amazing.
Fucking, it cuts my journey
instead
enough
of the hour to drive all the way around. Yeah.
But I bet it's the kind of advert they put in the middle of things like the X Factor, just because they need to tell people like that that you can't actually drive car through the river.
The majority of people that watch X Factor don't own a car.
Yes. Yeah. And couldn't afford a new one.
Don't know what cars are. Because their daddy drives them everywhere. Daddy, drive under the water.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut.
Bawonga, bawonga, bawonga.
Splat.
Splat, splat, bawonga. End of the podcast, guys.
Oh.
We made it. We went under the water. We come out the other end.
That was a fictionalisation.
Now I'm going to try it.
But we attempted it.
I'm going to try it on the way home. It's going to happen.
We did have four members. One of them drowned.
We did. We can't remember what his name is. No.
It was erased from our memories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like when someone dies. Just
poor old Graham.
Graham! The worst Batman villain ever.
Who are you? I'm Graham.
So it's been Yodcast Podcast UK.
Yes.
It has been, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It has. See, I wasn't lying.
Often is. When you're listening to this particular stream thing.
That works, Ash.
Trying to show on my t-shirt.
I say, yeah, show your t-shirt off in an audio.
I was just reading it upside down.
What's it say upside down?
I don't know.
I can't read upside down.
Scat dop
No, we're not going anywhere near scat. I'm sorry.
Scat dog.
I'm leaving now.
Silent T. So yes, I've been Adam. Follow me at Barker Podcasts. You've been
Will.
Follow him at
The Zoo.
I won't even bother. Badger Podder. And follow
Ash
at
Confused as far.
Is that true? You was that confused? Yes, it is a fact. How are you getting on with your tweeting? You like? You enjoying it?
I've sent a couple of tweets, and I've got a few people that have followed. But my phone ran out of battery yesterday because I was going to tweet from the rugby.
It's all exciting.
I was going to try and get it to pop up on the screen to see if I could beat the my dinner thing.
So yeah, so follow us all on Twitter. You can chat to us all and see what we get up to and just join in the fun. Because it is fun.
Yes.
And also listen to the other podcast and MovieCom. Ash, it's going to be your one. Just when you have to start promoting it more.
Yeah. MovieCom. Watch it. Listen to
watch it.
Whatever.
Listen. Watch along and listen along. Yay.
Well, watch the films. Don't worry about the podcast.
Yeah. And Will, have you got anything to sell? Come on. Advertise. Your time to tell people to advertise.
We've got a push chair with a sort of car seat, looking for about 50 quid.
Yeah, what does the car seat do? Anything?
You can put babies in it.
Underwater?
No, that's really not recommended.
No, don't do that.
That's fictionalisation,
do not do that.
I wouldn't mind, but I think fictionalisation's probably a fake word.
Yeah?
Mm.
They could just say fiction.
Will's becoming very Charlie Brooker-ish when he looks at stuff on the internet.
No, I've always been a bit like this. It's just you've just started watching Charlie Brooker.
I don't say started. I've just been watching for a while. But I'm now piecing together. You've been Charlie Brookerish.
Well, we're both cynical, miserable bastards.
Thank you for listening to the Oddcast Podcast. See you next week.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. # not listening.
Right, tell her where to find us.
Right. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Ugh. Also, find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rhea.
Fuck off, Adam.